It's something because it's nearly impossible to maintain the existing monument, and the monument is in very, very bad repair. The names can't be maintained. There's dirt and rubbish being thrown in there. And the new monument is in line with all of the current monuments throughout the country that we have built. And it is, with respect to the fallen and to the deceased members of the Defence Forces who have given their lives in the service of peace, but more so it's also out of respect for their families, because if you have a monument, you would expect the families to at least be able to read the names on the monument and not to have to go and find them with a magnifying glass with no names on them. So it's all respect for the families and for their children that this has been done.
Why not reconstruct the monument that is currently in Bernard McGlinchey Park instead of moving it?
That's a good question, but the problem is the location itself is surrounded by trees. So no matter what we do, we're always going to have a fungus. You're always going to have the moss. You're always going to have the overgrowth because of where it is. And the added advantage of where the new monument is going to be is that we're going to have four new plots for which we can bury four deceased members of the forces who have fallen on hard times. And that's what the association is about. In all of the other plots throughout Ireland, we have this facility. And this is a new departure for Letterkenny. And listen, Letterkenny is a very, very proud town, a very proud military tradition. And one never knows when a soldier may have to use that plot.
What about veterans who are currently going to the Bernard McGlinchey Park to pay their respects, who may not have access or may not have vehicles to make it to Cornwall?
But whenever you decide to change something or do something new, that's always going to be a problem. And I accept that completely, and I understand where they're coming from. And listen, but at some stage, a change has to be made for the better. We have to decide, do we go on in a professional attitude and leave and build something new and respectable and honourable, or do we leave the current structures in place where the paint keeps coming off and the moss keeps growing and it's just not presentable? Which is the most disrespectful?